The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right. 855-993-7569. Not a bad time to give me a jingle if there's something in your life that I can help you about. I actually have a couple things that are kind of positive to talk with you about, but I probably only fair to tell you that today is National Dog Farting Awareness Day, which, you know, I share that with you because I can giggle about it. No. Because one of my grandpuppies went to the great dog run in the sky a couple weeks ago. So, Stella, this is for you. Stella was, you were always aware of Stella's contribution to air pollution. And she's one of those puppies who could look really innocent, like, oh, not me. You know, it was somebody else, and not couldn't possibly. I'm too much of a lady. So Stella, this one's for you. It's also Step in the Spotlight Day, which Stella was perfectly willing to do. Stella is my grandpuppy. She's a rescue puppy. She lived 15 and a half years, which is a long time for a puppy. Somebody was telling me that small dogs do better than big dogs. In general, in terms of life expectancy. I think basically mutts probably do better than purebreds just because there is something about survivor genes. I don't know. I've been a fan of rescue animals for as long as I was aware that you had that option. All right, and today, you know, I was going to do this yesterday and we ran out of time. But I had a bit of a cough last week. I think it's just from the pollution, from the pollen. Because right around here we had like two warm sunny days. So all the trees started budding and all the crocus came up and all the daffodils thought, whoa, and now they're all frozen because then it got cold again. But so I got some Halls cough drops. We like those. And I was opening them up and I don't know if you've gotten any cough drops lately, but these have a pep talk in every dose. So I have these little ones in front of me. Don't give up on yourself. Take charge and mean it. Get through it. Don't waste a precious moment. Put your game face on. Seize the day. Flex your can-do muscle. Go for it. So that's pretty cool, don't you think? I mean, you're sitting there with a cough or a sore throat, and Halls has taken upon themselves to give you a pep talk. I think it's kind of cool, don't you?
Oh, yeah. It's. I think if there's a time to need a pep talk, it's definitely when you need a cough.
When you have a cough.
Yeah.
And you're in the theater and people are glaring at you. It's perfect.
Exactly.
And you can carry some around with you and hand them to other people who are coughing. Were you aware of that?
I was not at all.
I wasn't either. And these are the sugar-free. So
nice.
So I think we should all sort of tip our little beanies, our little baseball caps to Halls for, you know, basically doing something nice that presumably doesn't benefit them directly. I mean, either you're going to buy a cough drop or not. But I just thought that was kind of a nice little way of doing it. Dove bars have been doing that for a long time, and Hershey's Kisses have kind of things in them. But this is something that's, as you point out, if there was ever a time that you needed a, hey, you're okay, kind of an emotional hug, and a intellectual sort of pat on the back. So good on Halls. They're not a sponsor or anything. I paid full price for my Halls. But and they're a little hard to read. I think if you need bifocals, you're going to have a problem with it. But I just thought it was a really nice thing for them to do. And I meant to be talking about it just because, you know, part of what the media has become is scary, right? That the good news just doesn't resonate in the same way the bad news does. And I am a one woman campaign to offset that because. Exactly as one of my Facebook, I guess it was a program director called this week, some gentleman, I'm trying to remember if I've got his name, I probably do someplace, said, are we influenced? Can you change somebody's point of view by showing them something positive, by a positive movie or whatever. And I said, well, it's a really interesting question. And I don't know that anybody's done that research. They've certainly done the research on the opposite, which is we know that violent movies tend to make people think more in terms of violent solutions, that that depicting negative events tends to make people more negative. There have been gobs of studies that have shown that recently. And then there's children's educational TV, which years ago, and that's why they started Sesame Street, said the kids are watching so much television and they are influenced. Cartoons, by and large, we view as benign, but they're not. If you look at the content of cartoons, especially the older ones, Roadrunner and even Bugs Bunny, and they're violent. Three Stooges. That they're very violent kinds of behaviors. And the more that kids watch television, the more they are influenced by those. And there are a lot of people who feel that video games are having a really deleterious effect, especially on young males, where the idea is to zap something. So he asked, is the converse true? And while there's every reason to assume that it is, there, to my knowledge, has not been any studies done on it. But having said that, I saw a movie yesterday, and I thought, you know what, I have to mention this, even though it's not coming out for another, like, 2 or 3 weeks, and I'll review it when it comes out. But it's called Dark Horse. Now, you're going to say, no, it came out a week or so ago, because I remember your review of The Dark Horse. Nay. This is one of the little charming things that Hollywood has done to us. Actually, this is probably not Hollywood. This is probably Burbank or something. It's the suburbs. These are not mainstream movies, particularly. The Dark Horse was a fascinating story. It's based on a true incident of a man who was a paranoid schizophrenic who taught kids about chess. And one of the remarkable things about it was, you know, in an American movie where there some kids stand by me or whatever and they end up going to the chess tournament or the debate tournament or the football game or whatever, they take them on the train or there's a plane and they're staying in this hotel room. This one, you've got 10 kids in a van who are sleeping in the van. So it shows the economic difference between the United States poor and the rest of the world poor. So that was, and it's a very good movie. And the guy who plays, I think his name is Craig something, who's wonderful in it. But that was about, I think it came out a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago. This one, believe it or not, is called Dark Horse. The Dark Horse Chess Champion documentary. Dark, except it's not a documentary. It's based on a true story, but it's not a documentary. And Dark Horse, which is a documentary, and they're actually both feel-good movies in very different ways. Dark Horse is a story of a bar waitress in Wales who decided that she should raise a racehorse, that she should get a mare and get a stallion and put them together and raise a racehorse. Now, you'd think, well, okay, you know, secretary, we've seen that before. Except, first of all, it's in Wales. And what it makes you understand is there's a completely different class system in the UK than there is in the United States. I knew that before because when I was a very young engineer, one of my best friends was a Brit, and I ended up staying with his family at one point and taking them out for dinner as a thank you, and understanding what class consciousness is in, we spoke the same language, but not at all. That in the United States, you figure as long as you can pay the bill, it doesn't make any difference who your parents were, how long they've been in the country, who they were related to, as long as you could pay the bill. Not so in the UK. And horse racing in the UK is basically a very rich man's sport. And these are people who lived in Wales in a mining town where the mine had gone bankrupt. So they're the poorest of the poor. And you talk about a feel-good movie. It's just, I mean, and it doesn't actually go exactly, it's not exactly Rocky on four hoofs, but it is one of those movies that makes you understand class consciousness, money, determination, and a horse that really did reflect the community in some ways. You wouldn't think that, although a lot of people think that horses are very empathic. There are people who use horses to deal with all sorts of special needs kids very effectively. So the name of the movie, you'll be fine with either The Dark Horse, which has already come out, or Dark Horse, which comes out in a couple weeks. All right? 855-993-756. And we're going to talk about good deeds when we return. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, as promised, today seems to me kind of a good deed day. I'll tell you, the first thing is not such a good deed. This was in 1232, and the Mongols began their siege of Kaifeng, the capital of the Jin Dynasty. Okay, so that's not terrific, right? The Mongol hordes. But, you know, that was, 800 years ago, 880 years ago or something. So, we can, or 780 some years ago. Right? So we can let that one go, all right? That was well before any of our births. However, in 1913, we talked about reapportionment, which was fascinating to me. That was the first time a veto was ever done by a president. It was George Washington, and his veto happened to do with reapportionment, which wasn't actually senators. It had to do with House of Representatives, and it was overturned, which is, I thought, kind of interesting. But nevertheless, in 1913, they required direct election of senators, the 17th Amendment, which a lot of people felt was much fairer. In 1918, this is a good deed. Douglas Fairbanks and Charlie Chaplin sold war bonds in the streets of New York City's financial district, which is very far from where I am. And listen, if you want to sell bonds, getting big deal actors will certainly get some attention. At the time, Charlie Chaplin was probably the biggest movie star in the world, and Douglas Fairbanks, swashbuckling, was not far behind. In 1943, on this day, FDR decided to try and check inflation, so people may or may not view this as a good deed. He froze wages and prices and prohibits workers from changing jobs unless the war effort would be aided. Said that you couldn't increase common carriers or public utilities. So he really felt that there was, you know, a wartime economy and that he had to take drastic measures. So I don't know whether we consider that a good deed. I think Heath probably did. Depends on what side of the economic ladder you're on, I guess. And 2008, the construction of the world's first building to integrate wind turbines is completed in Beiran. And a lot of people think that that alternative forms of fuel are going to save the planet. We talked before about the idea that that solar panels, because the Chinese have gotten involved, that the price of solar panels has dropped by 80% in the last couple of years. But because they're so labor-intensive in terms of selling, installing, whatever, that the Chinese lowering the price, the Chinese and Americans working together, what a concept, will probably change the world and be hugely beneficial economically to both countries. So there are a whole lot of things where you figure that two countries working together can really benefit, especially countries as big and as necessary and as traditionally at least non-allied as China and the United States. But this is one of those times which hopefully is a harbinger for the future of things really working out well because of the huge ability of China to mobilize resources and of the sort of can-do attitude of Americans. So there we go. There are two other stories that I thought really fit into the good deed category. One is a tattoo artist, and the word tattoo artist doesn't necessarily resonate with good deeds necessarily. But this one I was a little bit mixed about, but it's somebody who's really working from the heart. And what this person said is that they were self-mutilators. And so because they're scarred, that taking that symbol of self-loathing and turning it into something beautiful, I think he's doing it, if not for free, at least of helping people to understand that they can take something that reminds them of their unhappy self and turn it into something really beautiful. I'm not, to be quite honest, a great fan of tattoos. I just think that it's a long-term solution to a short-term feeling, but they're more and more common, and certainly in my lifetime, the notion of what tattoos represent, and the kind of people who had them has changed radically.
Oh, yeah.
It used to be that the only people who had tattoos were drunken guys who'd gotten drunken when they were sailors, and now it's everybody has a tattoo. In fact, I freaked out my daughter at one point by saying, "Oh, I think you're getting a tattoo. Mom, you'll not like it." What she was really saying is, "Mom, you're not hip enough to have a tattoo," which is probably right. And in some surprising news, and as a result, I put something up on Facebook today about religion, that Pope Francis is turning out to be a pretty sort of forward-looking pope, which I don't think necessarily people thought of him. He said he wanted a more compassionate view towards imperfect Catholics, those who divorced and remarried, saying no one can be condemned forever. He said gays should be respected. although he restated the church's position that there are absolutely no grounds to equate gay unions to heterosexual marriage. I don't know, he probably could have just left that out. It's a 260-page treatise called Amoris Laetitia, The Joy of Love. Gotta love that. That apparently it's been eagerly awaited. He quoted Martin Luther King, Jorge Luis Borges, and a cult film, Babette's Feast, to make the case for a more merciful and loving church. One of the things that I'm asking people, because I have a huge number of friends, especially Catholic friends, who are really have been going in the last couple of years, have been going through some really traumatic times in terms of their relationship with their, not so much their religion, although that's part of it, but their church. So under current church teaching, divorced Catholics cannot receive communion unless they abstain from sex with their new partner because their first marriage is still valid in the eyes of the church and they're seen to be living in an adulterous state of sin. Well, there are a lot of marriages. No, I'm kidding. All right. I'm not kidding. It's serious. The only way Catholics can remarry is if they receive an annulment. No one can be condemned forever because that's not the logic of the gospel. Here I'm not speaking only of the divorced and remarried, but of everyone in whatever situation they find themselves. So there you go. So those seem to me all kind of good newses of people sort of dealing with the fact that we are imperfect human beings. So, and I, as I said, I love the Hall's sort of attempt to, when you're not feeling terrific, to give you a little bit of pat on the back. So I thought we'd look at other people's good deeds. Blake, do you have an example of a good deed that you've noticed lately, or that I suppose even you can perform if you want to?
Yeah, I guess, let's see here. Last week I took my son to, like, this indoor park. You know how, like, some malls will have, like, an indoor play place for children?
Yeah.
There was one particular kid, and she was kind of, like, struggling to get into this. I don't know how to explain it. It's like this big rubber car that kids would go in, and they'd steer the wheel or whatever.
Right.
And the kid fell and bonked her head on the floor, and she was crying. Uh-huh. And everyone's looking around for the parent, and this one person comes up and grabs the girl. And we look for, we got together and we actually found the parent.
There you go. And the parent probably is saying, a screaming kid, let someone else take care of that screaming kid. All right, we're talking about good deeds. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog and Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, Dr. Brown. How are you doing?
Good, Geneva. What's on your mind?
This is my third time calling you. I don't know if you recall within the last 9 months, but I found out about a third affair of the husband's. That technically is the second one. This is in between the other two, and I stumbled across. I had enough for this, and I don't know what is wrong with this person.
You mean your husband?
Yeah.
How long have you been married?
28 years.
So have you confronted him with the knowledge of the affairs?
Oh, yeah.
What does he say?
He says that he threw in the towel on the marriage. He had enough of the kids. He comes home from work, and he's extremely tired, and the house is, you know, it's never quiet here. When he goes to these other women's places, it's quiet because they're not married and they have no kids, and they're a little on the wealthy side.
How old are your children?
18 and 20.
So how long ago did you find out about the first affair?
5 years ago.
So why are you still around?
Well, that one was done and over, whatever, you know. And then the second one was a year and a half ago. That's the one I just found out about through some romantic, very romantic, loving emails that they were writing each other back and forth. And the third one, which I called you about too, I found out in September of last year. And that one I had found out through this kind of lyrics from a love song that I found, and also the CD in his
car.
Well,
I mean, does this guy do more than write love notes? I mean, does he have sex with these women?
He said the first one was in a car, not the I word, no intercourse, but other things. The second one that I just found out about, no I word again, but other things in her apartment, and going out to parties and having a grand old time, and her buying him clothes and other things.
Geneva, what do you
DJs,
want here?
You know, I don't know. And then they said that the second one between, it was just making out and sleeping in her bed.
But Geneva, are you happy in this marriage?
Not with this, no.
So why are you have
also, you know, verbally, mentally, and
Geneva.
Yeah.
Do you have a job?
I have my own business that is not doing well. I've had to file for bankruptcy.
Okay. So who owns that? Is the house owned jointly?
No. Everything is in his name, all the accounts.
Why did you allow everything to be in his name?
Years ago when I started the business, he said he was afraid that someone... The business is in my home. He's afraid that somebody may sue me if they sell or whatever. And
do you live in a community property state?
Well, we live in New York.
Which I think is a community property state. Mm. Do you have a lawyer?
No, I did consult with one that I liked, but it's very expensive.
Geneva, what's the question to me?
I don't know what to do with this marriage, Dr. Joy. I mean,
Geneva, do you want to be in this marriage?
I do if he would stop this cheating.
What makes you think he's going to stop? He's telling you he's thrown the towel in on the marriage. Where is the motivation?
Recently he said he puts his wedding ring back on. He hadn't had his wedding ring on for 10 years. He put it on. He threw out all these clothes this woman bought. He's going to sell his motorcycle. He's not going to rejoin the club again. He's getting rid of it because that was where one woman came from. We had a horse at one time. That's where the first woman he met, we came from. We got rid of the horse. So
if he buys a Big Mac, there could be a woman attached to it. I mean, I think you're being either naive. I mean, what do you want?
I don't know. Every time we join associations, something happens and we can never go back to
Geneva.
Clubs or anything.
Geneva,
this
you're not listening.
Yeah.
This isn't about the other women. At this moment, it's not even about him. It's about you. What do you want?
I just wanted this to be a nice marriage. I had loved.
What does nice marriage mean to you?
Not cheating and not things that he does.
Do you think he's going to stop cheating?
He said he would. He said.
Based on what?
He said the first time he did it was 5 years ago with this woman, and then...
Geneva, you're not listening to my questions.
He said I pay more attention to him, but...
What does that mean?
I don't know. I felt I always had. We always
Geneva,
had
stop talking. You're just every other day. Geneva, stop doing
I'm
this.
I'm very confused. I am very...
Geneva, stop talking. Just answer my questions in one word or one sentence, all right?
All right. Go ahead, Dr.
When he says he wants you to pay more attention, what does that mean? If you don't know, you should ask him. Look, my dear, if you win the lottery tomorrow, would you go or would you stay?
I'd probably go.
Then this has nothing to do with anything but money, period. That's it. And you need to look at that. And what you need to do is get yourself a lawyer and say, how can I take him to the bank? He's cheated on me 3 times. Now, if it's not, because you just said that to me doesn't mean that it's written in stone as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
But if what you're telling me is when you look at this whole situation and you say, if I won the lottery, I'd be so out of here. It has nothing to do with love. It's only about money, which means you go to a lawyer and you figure out how to get the maximum amount of money and you walk. If it has something to do with more than that, then figure out what it is specifically you want. And don't say things like, I want you to pay more attention. Say things like, I want to have sex twice a week by 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and I want to have at least 2 orgasms. I mean, you have to be specific about what it is you want, because otherwise you're just going to find yourself literally sort of blowing in the wind. I mean, and I hear that it feels really scary at a time where you're economically unstable to walk away, but I mean, that's why lawyers were invented. That's why getting some kind of provision for economics during a trial separation or a legal separation makes some sense. But if you listen to yourself, and hopefully you can go and play back the podcast on this, you're going to hear that there's this kind of hamster wheel going on in your head, which is, he cheated, he's saying it's not intercourse, but I'm saying, look, figure out what you want. And it's okay with me if it's okay with you if you have a husband who says, as far as I'm concerned, the marriage vows only concern intercourse. As long as I can do anything, I can hang out with other women, I can get presents from other women, I can kiss other women, I can fondle other women, I can go out with other women, as long as I don't have intercourse with them. You wouldn't be the first or the last woman who'd ever made that deal with a husband, or the last spouse who'd ever made it with their other spouse. It's not necessarily men and women exclusively. Figure out what you want. Figure out what's acceptable. And if what you want is out of here, but you can't figure out a way of doing it economically right now, get a lawyer and say, I want a trial separation where he pays maintenance, that that he's been in at least compromising situations, if not adulterous ones, and I don't want to play anymore, that he's making me unhappy, and he's not going along, he's hanging out with other women, he's sleeping in other women's bed. So, but you can't negotiate till you know what you want, because you, if you know what you want, then you know where you can compromise or where you can't compromise. If you don't, I mean, how do you negotiate if you don't know what you want? All you're going to do is either accept what he offers, which may not be acceptable, at which point you look unreasonable. Because if the two of you come to an agreement and he says, okay, well, as long as I don't have intercourse, it's okay. And you say, well, that's all right. And then he doesn't. And you say, this isn't acceptable. Then you look unstable and unfair. So you need to really figure out where the boundaries are, what's okay and what's not okay. And it may not be a perfect marriage, and it may not be a perfect situation, but you at least need to know what's acceptable and what's not. And right now you don't. What you're saying is, I'm unhappy with him, I don't trust him, if I win the lottery, I'd be toast. So figure out a way to have him economically support you for a while, and hopefully you can prove to somebody that you've economically supported him in the past. And again, depending on the state that you're in, most states are community property these days. So regardless of whose name things are in, that the assets are usually owned jointly. Check with a lawyer, though, and you can check with a lawyer. You can go and find, could you get in touch with the Attorney General's office? You could certainly Google common community property state and see, or just Google community property and see what it says, and then check for your state. You can do a lot of the background work on your own, and it may be worth it to talk with a lawyer, just because you're talking about support, spousal support, presumably for the next couple of years of your life, which is not going to be an insignificant amount of money. So it may be worth it to not hit Starbucks for a couple of weeks and save that money and give it to a lawyer. And you may be able to find a low-cost lawyer. And again, I don't know what your economic situation is, but don't convince yourself of something that's not true because you're unwilling to look at what you really want, all right? In a marriage where a guy says, I'm going to sleep over at somebody else's house because it's quieter, it's not like you've got a three-month-old that's screaming through the night and a two-year-old who's cutting teeth. I mean, you're talking about grown-up kids, and if he thinks that the volume of their CDs are too high, then he can ask them to turn them down. I mean, I think you're sort of buying into a lot of nonsense. And it doesn't sound to me that you're any happier in this marriage than he is. You're just more economically dependent than he is. But that's why lawyers were invented, and that's why community property was invented, to acknowledge the fact that in a marriage, that the money isn't always equally brought in or equally divided. All right, so think about what you want to start with, and then you can figure out how you can negotiate. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking about good deeds. Right, and I have to kind of, I suppose this is the cautionary tale about a good deed. I was at a screening this last week, and it was very full. And to be quite honest, it was, so maybe this is the universe spanking me. I go to a screening room. There are two screening rooms back to back, and I had RSVP'd for one, and the other one sounded better, which I don't very often do. But this one, you know, just one of those days. I thought, do I want to see another documentary about something that's going to make me want to set my hair on fire, or would I like to see a movie based on a Jane Austen novel? And I thought, go for Jane Austen. Well, it turns out there were this huge number of women of a certain age, which there never are at screenings, because basically all of us who go to screenings know each other. So, huge number of people. They're called the Jane Austen Society, which are called Jazzies, which is sort of cute, because these women are not jazzies, but they're very nice. And so, and was talking with them, and you know, and so I'm in a screening that they said, yeah, Chef Curtis, you can come. And I'm about to kind of settle down and kind of enjoy this Kate Beckinsale and whatever. And all of a sudden there's this screech, and this, the movie's just about to start. Screech, scream, and all I can figure is one of these women who are not young has fallen and broken a hip. That's what it sounded like. And so, of course, the whole place comes to a screeching halt. And someone said, is there a doctor? Is there a doctor in the house? And nobody said anything. And I thought, well, I've probably come closer than anybody else. I've been to medical school. I've done field medicine. You know, I'm a shrink, so... So I sort of, and I was not sitting at the end of a row, so I had to sort of get out past people. And I go, and there's this very young woman. She's maybe in her 30s at most. And she is screaming like someone has just amputated a limb. And I said, it feels like my foot is hanging off. And she said, I said, well, let's take your boot off. No, I don't want to take my boot off. I said, well, you know, it's going to, let's see what, no, I'm going to take my boot off. So I said, well, you know, I think what we should do is elevate it. Somebody said, we're going to call an ambulance. Well, all of us who sprained ankles know that the thing that you do is you ice it immediately and elevate it. And depending on how it feels, either go home or take a cab to the emergency room, whatever. You don't really call an ambulance for a sprained ankle. And even it's broken, which you really can't tell between a sprained ankle and a broken ankle. But as long as you don't have to put any weight on it, you're okay. And I've done it a couple of times. I've fallen into potholes or whatever. This woman is not having it. She's hysterical, literally. And I said, look, you're not bleeding. You didn't bang your head. There's nothing life-threatening here. You either broke your ankle, which is unlikely because you're wiggling your toes. You dislocated it, which is ankles don't dislocate very much, or you most likely sprained it. And which it doesn't feel good, but, you know, it's not life-threatening. It's going to immobilize you for a while. And she's screaming. She's hysterical. And I said, look, you have to stop this. It's not helping anybody. And there are all these people who are now don't know what to do. I would love to tell you that this all got resolved easily. It did not. It turns out that if you call an ambulance in Times Square at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you will wait at least an hour plus for the ambulance to show up for a number of reasons. Because I've been there before. About 3 or 4 months ago, somebody fell and was bleeding. And we tried, and somebody called an ambulance. I just wanted to put them in a cab and take them to the emergency room. But somebody decided to call an ambulance. And I'm sitting there holding, you know, making sure that they don't bleed to death while we're calling for an ambulance. And it took like 30 minutes. And that was with a life-threatening injury and that somebody was bleeding. This one, there was no blood. I mean, she sprained her ankle. It feels awful. Kind of scary, I guess. But so when they called it in, they said she hurt her ankle, which means it's going to be 4 days before the... So then the cops came, and they wouldn't touch her. And she's screaming. And they said, we're not going to touch her, but we'll call it in. It'll move it up in the queue, which it did, I suppose. Because if we'd said gunshot or bleeding or she'd lost consciousness or she said, maybe even if we said she's hysterical, whoever, I didn't call it in. So an hour and 20 minutes later, they come. She is still screaming. And so finally, the EMTs, and so finally they stopped screening. And, of course, what any of the rest of us would have done is gotten in a chair, had somebody carry us out in the chair, started the screening, or even let her watch the screening until the EMT came, because nothing's happening. Or what I would have done if it was me, I would have gotten some ice, elevated, and see how it felt in an hour, and either gone to the emergency room in a cab. But this one was not buying this. This was drama queen at the time. So finally the EMT people come. And she's screaming. She won't let him do anything. So I'm sitting there an hour and a half of my life. I had such a splitting headache because she had a sprained ankle. And they finally, because she wouldn't take the boot off, they finally had to cut the boot off. And she's screaming. And I said, look, you're not going to die from this. It's not going to feel good. They have to look at it. And so, and then they're saying, well, we need to get her out of here. And I said, well, let's just put her in. They didn't have a stretcher. They just had a chair. And I said, why don't we put her in the chair, and we can put her leg on the other chair, her foot on the other chair. And they said, well, how do we move the chair? I said, we push it. So it was just, it was one of those things. The scariest thing was, number one, how long it took the EMT people to get there. But my guess is apparently they were backed up. And in the middle of Times Square at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, apparently gunshot wounds are going to certainly have a priority. But when in doubt, don't get hysterical drama queens to help out. And that's you know, my good deed for the day. And it was really interesting because a couple of people came up and said, thank you. And I thought, I probably would have murdered me in my bed. I mean, she just wasn't going to let us do anything that was the least bit reasonable. And she wasn't going to be reasonable. So.
No pain tolerance, I guess.
Well, I don't know what it is. And I said, look, that being panicky is going to make it feel worse, not better. Let's talk about other things, let's talk about where you can. She wasn't going to buy it. She just wanted to be miserable, which, I mean, it really doesn't help. And I guess you're right, that the world divides very quickly into people who are ninjas who figured, what are you going to do? It's not going to make it any worse. And she kept saying, well, how long is it going to take? I said, I don't know. I don't know what the diagnosis is. They'll x-ray it. And basically, they'll put you in either a walking cast. You'll very likely have crutches. She said, well, what about my dog? I said, someone else is probably going to have to walk your dog. He said, what about going to work? I said, well, unless you're a dancer, you're probably going to be okay in a day or two. But there was just no way of her. I mean, she just wasn't willing to be. She wasn't willing to be comforted. She wasn't willing to be anything. And it was kind of frustrating, but. So,
man.
That was my weird good deedness. The thing is that it's happened to me. I've lived here for almost 20 years now. Now it's probably the 50th or 60th time that's happened. And I've decided part of it is because I'm calm. Part of it is it's as much knowing what not to do. So a woman collapsed on me on the subways about 3 or 4 months ago, and someone said, "Give her some hard candy." And I said, "No, we don't. If somebody's unconscious, we don't give them something they can choke on." So I said, let's sit her down. And there was a guy that fell at the pool, and they're saying, sit him up. And I'm saying, we don't move people with head injuries because they could be neck or spine. So it's as much knowing what not to do as anything else and not panicking. All righty, 855-993-7569. No good deed goes unpunished. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.